John and Amanda in the morning.
Hey, you got
Hello.
It.
What's happening?
Oh, you know, just doing a radio show.
You know.
Yeah, but that's it. Yeah. What's the weather like?
Oh, man. Do you
Freezing.
Really want to know? It was 14 degrees when we got here. Whew. You want to come to Grand Rapids? You've already been here. You're good.
Yeah. Well, and I'm from Ohio, so I'm not that far off from
Oh,
here.
Yeah. No kidding. You are from Ohio. What part of Ohio are you from?
Just north of Columbus.
Okay. Cool. Yep. So you almost sound like you were going to start to write a morning show jingle for us. Is that something you do, or do we have to send you extra for that?
No, I work really cheap. Free is about as all I can charge.
Nice, nice. We are thrilled to be playing your new song, Changed.
Well, thank you. I'm so thrilled that you guys are playing it. We're really excited about it.
Can you remember the last time we had a song that was as reactive? Like when we play it, people respond.
Yeah, I really can't remember a time when that happened. And, you know, to be honest, we had a few little reservations. Like, okay, Rascal Flatts is so big in the country music scene.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to introduce them or reintroduce them to a lot of our listeners. And we thought, oh, maybe some people will have negative reactions. But so far, everything has been positive.
Yeah.
So we're glad we took the leap with this one.
Well, and we are too. So thank you very much for doing that. You know, I think this day and age, I think we need more songs and more references of hope, you know.
Right. Well, talk to us about the inspiration behind the song. We kind of asked our listeners what questions they would ask you. We're going to let them sort of do the interview. And Chet wrote in and wondered what inspired the song Changed. I think we kind of know that the lyric speaks for itself, but tell us a little bit about your background and how open you guys really are about your faith.
We've always, from day one, have always been wide open about our faith. And Jay and I grew up, you know, Pentecostal boys right down the road. And Columbus, Ohio, but the song came from Neil Thrasher and Wendell Mobley and myself, who write together a lot. Neil was on vacation, and his oldest daughter asked to be baptized. So he found this pastor that did these sunset baptisms in the ocean. And as they stood on the bank, they couldn't hear what the pastor was saying. So if you can picture, you know, the sun setting and the ocean, the waves coming in, and they're watching their oldest daughter, you know, get put down the water. And so she comes up with her hands raised. And so he had the first four lines in the melody. He came back from vacation, told me about it. And I said, man, we've got to write this. So by the time we got back up to write the song together, myself, my mom, my wife, and my oldest daughter, Brittany, we'd all been baptized together.
Mm.
That's where it came from. And it was, you know, out of all the songs that we've written together, that was the one after we kind of put the demo down, you know, just acoustic vocal. We just kind of sat there for a few minutes and no one even said anything. But we really knew that we pretty much just held the pen and God did all the work that day, you know.
Chatting with Gary LaVox, lead singer of Rascal Flatts. I had the privilege of seeing you guys when you were here in Grand Rapids, and I was amazed at how well you connect with your fans. I mean, you guys, talk to me about how important fans have been.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're our lifeline. And I talked to a girl this morning that had been to 21 shows, and there's
wow.
people that have been to, like, you know, 80-some, and they hold up signs. This is 77
oh,
for me.
Oh, my word. Mm.
So, yeah, we actually call them our fam club because, you know, they know as much about us as we know about them. And,
yeah.
and you know, it's been an amazing journey. And,
so cool.
You know, yeah, it makes you – sometimes, though, when they go, hey, I just graduated, and I was 5 when I saw you. And it's
oh.
like, what? Don't you age me?
Don't you be doing that?
Yeah.
I'm still 23.
Right.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, man.
You're getting older, I'm getting younger. What's going on?
Our guest is Gary LaVox, lead singer of Rascal Flatts. We do want to play something for you, Gary. This is something that one of our listeners just called in with. Her name is Deanne. Little story behind what you've meant to her family. Can I play this for you?
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Okay, here goes.
I'm calling because my granddaughter, Madison, has severe cerebral palsy. And since she was an infant, the only music that really soothed her was Rascal Flatts.
Hmm.
She's 14 years old now, but functions still as an infant. Being her grandma, I am just so excited that they made a Christian song, and I'm hoping that they will continue to do that because she listens to their music nonstop. She has a website of her own called Team Maddie. Her daddy pushes her in triathlons. He runs with her in triathlons. He pulls her, pushes her, swims with her, and all the time she's listening to Rascal Flatt. I hope that they will continue to do so because their music is so beautiful.
There you go. Something else to kind of keep you doing what you're doing, right?
Well, that's awesome. You know, I mean, God is great every day. And, you know, we've always tried to be cognizant of the music that you've got people that entire generations of families that come together to a Rascal Flatt show. You know, somebody will say, this is my granddaughter. This is my niece. This is my mom. This is my grandmother. This is my great grandmother. So it's really a testament to the music and what we really work so hard at doing, you know. So thank you for playing that.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that.
Well, I know she was encouraged in knowing that we were going to play it for you. So message delivered.
Well, awesome.
Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts. I got one more quick question for you. This one from Kim. I has always wondered where you came up with the name. I know you've never been asked that before.
No, this is the first time. You know, it was just a friend of ours that was the name of their band that they had back in the 60s. I wish there was a cooler story.
You thought, well, it didn't quite work out for them. Maybe it'll work out for us.
Yeah. He said, man, we used to play around town, and we were just a little garage band, and we were called Rascal Flatts. And I said, what's it mean? He said, man, I don't know. I said, okay, that. Well.
It's ours now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thanks so much, Gary.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Thanks for listening to this family-friendly morning show podcast.